Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
One of the many large bond packages going before voters across North Texas is in the rapidly growing Argyle ISD. Their bond package is $512 million parsed into three different propositions, and it would be accomplished without increasing the current property tax rate of $1.21 per $100 valuation. Argyle ISD Superintendent Dr. Courtney Carpenter says Argyle was once a sleepy community in Denton County, and the district reflected that.
Argyle and its surrounding communities were once served by a single kindergarten through eighth grade campus, growing alongside the five communities it proudly serves within its 35 square mile district boundaries. Argyle ISD has undergone a remarkable transformation over the years.
But growth has been rapid in the Argyle area.
In the second quarter of 2023, Argyle ISD saw the highest number of new home starts in its history, with over 1,400 lots currently available for construction and more than 525 under development. Argyle ISD can expect to see consistent growth of its student population over the next decade.
And with all the additional housing starts and more room to develop as well, the district's enrollment should continue to explode.
Since 2017, AISD enrollment has risen 82.8% and continues to climb. The district is projected to enroll over 8,050 students by the 2028-29 academic year and double its current student enrollment as it surpasses more than 10,000 students within 10 years.
Proposition A is responsible for the bulk of the money that's being requested, $482 million worth. It would include construction of a new middle school for 6th through 8th graders, construction of a new elementary school, also expansion plans for a second high school that would serve grades 9 through 12. The second high school would be planned to open when Argyle High School reaches 2,700 students. The district would also use the funds to acquire new land. Proposition B is worth more than $22 million, focused on enhancing extracurricular activities. It includes the development of a competition-level baseball and softball complex at Argyle High School. And Proposition C, worth $6.5 million, would provide new technology devices for secondary students in grades 6 through 12. Early voting for the May 4th election is underway and closes on April 30th. John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.